This last hour, we've helped you spend your $2,800 average tax refund. For those of you getting a refund, that's the average size refund. Gave you some great ideas on spending that in and about and around your house. Talked about getting in shape for the Pat Tillman race that Jennifer will be running next weekend. Go, girl.
Along with 30,000 other folks. Yahoo.
All right. And then we talked about protecting yourself and a couple little security homeowner alerts that the Phoenix police and the...
Current scams going on.
So let's talk about things. Let's lighten up this topic a little bit. Let's talk about things that are going on this weekend. And a lot of it has to do circling around the celebration of Earth Day.
There is so much to do.
If you're in the Phoenix area, Romy, why didn't we get an invite to this? It's the Great Southwest Cajun Fest.
You didn't get invited?
The Great Southwest Cajun Fest.
I think they're intimidated.
It's going to be the Margaret.
That's it. They didn't want the best of the best showing up.
They didn't want him criticizing their food.
Uh-huh.
Margaret T. Hance Park. It's going on from 10 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
So somebody should give us a call.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I was being facetious when I said that. I had posted that link earlier just saying we can't make it today for obligations, but if you go give us a report, we all know Sally Viatar.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a very distant cousin, we think, because the hometown
she is
in Louisiana that she came from, the Romeros and the Viatars, founded New Iberia, along with two other families in the mid-1800s. Anyway, she said, no one can boil crawfish like y'all, but I'll go check it out for you.
Well, we'd appreciate it.
A regular listener.
And actually,
the first ever Handy Woman of the Year contest winner.
Yep. She was.
Yeah, with some paver work she did at the side of her house. Hey, here's something Jennifer and I have done before. You can head down to Elgin and Sonoyta for the Southeast Arizona Wine Growers Festival.
That was fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Met a lot of nice people.
A lot of super nice people. And that's going on all weekend. It's in particular, as when we went, they would open all 11 of the wineries up for little snacks and wine tasting. And you kind of set up in a caravan and go from one to the other. It was a lot of fun. Well, now they've got it set up where it's just primarily at one of the wineries, the Keith Joshua Vineyard, right there in Elgin. So you could get down there and you could stay at the Sonoyta Inn.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jody Walker reopened the Walker Ranch, which would be my favorite place to stay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
If you've never been there or south of Tucson, do not get discouraged by that stretch from about Maricopa to Casa Grande, where there's nothing but flat creosotes, and even as far down as Picacho. Because once you hit Tucson, you start going up in elevation all the way to Elgin, and you're at about 3,000, 3,500 feet elevation, and the wildlife and the native plants that just start to populate the hillsides. It's beautiful country.
It is. Jennifer and I struggled a long, long time where we were going to buy our weekend summer property, and we looked down there a lot, but opted up into something a little bit higher in elevation, like 9,000 feet.
Yeah. a little.
Yeah, a little higher. But Earth Day celebrations are going on all over.
You know, Earth Day started in 1970. It's come a long way.
Wow.
It's pretty mainstream. I think everybody is concerned and likes to participate in some level. But if there's a great new magazine that I really like. It's Green Living AZ.
Okay.
And if you go to greenlivingaz.com, you can find stuff all over the state to participate in, for the month. Biosphere all week, all month. You can get your kids under 12 in for free on the weekends.
I still have not been to Biosphere.
Oh, I thought you had. You
had.
Yet?
You took all the kids.
Mm-hmm. We went for a field trip.
Not long after it opened.
Yeah.
But I still have not been through Biosphere. I've got to get there. And then I was in Flagstaff all last weekend, and I've never been up to Lowell Observatory. And Sarah, our office manager, took her husband and their child up there. She said it's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous evening tour. So I got to get that done, too.
Well, and Flagstaff is on Route 66. If you don't have your, I believe this is, your May's copy of Arizona Highways, they've got the half the magazine, it seems like, is dedicated to sites and history along 66, even where the a lot of the local small businesses and hotels that are still open, so you can do a authentic Route 66 tour.
There you go. All right, we've got John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree coming in the 8 o'clock hour talking tree and tree care. We have the Arizona Nursery Association coming at 9 o'clock, and we have the good folks from Bellegarde Pavers coming in at 10 o'clock. There's four hours here you can't miss. Stay tuned.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.